quest of firm believer. Not chasing the world nor fame's deceiver. The truest quest belongs to a believer. Quest of firm believer.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, Amma Ba'd, Fa'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem, Assalatu Wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, Assalatu Wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah, Assalatu Wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madani Journal, marhaba and welcome to all of you on this beautiful and exciting silsila, a quest of a believer. Alhamdulillah, viewers of Madani Journal, before we can go any further, let us listen to the blessings and the benefits of the recitation of durood and salawat upon the last of all messengers, the Habib of Allah and our Habib, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has indeed mentioned in the blessed hadith Mubarakah that the person who sends durood and salawat salutations upon me one time, Allah Azza wa Jalla sends 10 blessings upon that person. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Viewers of Madani Channel, today we are very fortunate that in this blessed month of Ramadan, we have in this opportunity where we learn some ilmi deen, some aspects and issues pertaining to our beautiful deen in order to enhance our lives, in order to equip our lives in this dunya so that our journey towards the akhirat becomes a meaningful one. And the topic of our discussion today is who is superior. Viewers of Madani Channel, this is a known fact to every community, every society, every country, every background that people come from. There is always this superiority complex that runs within societies, that runs within communities. And unfortunately, even within Muslim communities, we do find this superiority complex, like who is superior? And people tend to define this superiority complex based on various things. Somebody will say, look, I am better than so and so because I have money, he doesn't have money. Somebody will say, no, I am better than so and so because my children go to, you know, better schools. I drive, you know, a certain brand of a vehicle, and he's only driving a very, very low brand kind of a vehicle. So people look at who is better from many aspects of life, but majority of the time, people would look at who is better based on the material of this world, based on something that they possess within themselves. And most of the time, it is something that has got to do with wealth. It is something that has got to do with perhaps certain things that a person can be able to do whilst others cannot be able to do. But today, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we will be unpacking the superiority complex. Who is superior? Who is better? In the light of Quran and in the life of Hadith Mubarakah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, in the light of incidents that have occurred during the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and during the time of his noble companions. And today, I am not alone. In studio, I have a personality, Maulana Asim Madani Sahib, who is one of our senior educators in our Jamiatul Marina based in Pretoria, Lodium. With that, Maulana Asim Madani Sahab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Maulana Sahab? Everything is...
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal.
MashaAllah.
Praise of Allah.
MashaAllah.
With the karam of Allah.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah. We are so glad and happy and honored to have you with us in studio, alhamdulillah. And we are benefiting so much from your Madani pearls. And today, Uzur, we have yet another, you know, beautiful, important topic as well. And this is so important that you'll find that whatever we are going to talk about today, it runs even from small children, right up to, you know, elderly people that, you know, you will think to yourself, why is this person at this age really concentrating on superiority complex based on material? Other than basing that on Quran and Hadith, considering his age. By saying considering his age, I am not in any way, shape or form saying that only people who are elderly, they should, you know, have a look at superiority complex from a different angle, as different from what the youngsters should have a look at superiority complex. But what we want to discover as viewers of Madani Channel today is, who is better based on Quran and based on the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidin anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytani r-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Standard of superiority or inferiority is definitely not based on wealth, color, lineage. It is based on Sharia.
Subhanallah.
Wealth will not decide. Color will not decide. Or we are not the ones who will judge that. We will put it in the mirror of Sharia. And we'll see that whether Sharia declared it good or bad. So, the mirror is Sharia.
Subhanallah.
Whatever is declared as good by Allah and His Messenger will be regarded as good, and whatever has been declared as bad by Sharia, by Allah and His Messenger, will be regarded as bad. Unfortunately, our standard of good and bad, good and evil, success and failure, superiority or inferiority have changed. We judge people by their wealth, by their lineage. How much does he earn? What work does he do? Which car does he drive? Which house does he own? Which people does he sit with? What is his background? Which business does he run? These are our standards. But what is the standard of Sharia? Who is better in the eyes of Sharia? Who is better in the eyes of Allah and His Messenger? That matters.
Subhanallah.
On the day of the conquest of Makkah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala to climb on the roof of the Kaaba and give azan.
Subhanallah.
When Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala who gave azan, so some of the chiefs of Makkah started talking ill of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. Since he remained a slave for a very long time, so it was a great honor for him that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded him to climb on the roof of Kaaba and give azan.
Subhanallah.
And some of the chiefs of Makkah could not digest it.
Allahu Akbar. So, in this conquest of Makkah, there were many other companions present there, like companions of high caliber. But yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu to climb on top of the Kaaba.
This is our beloved Rasul
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
So at that time, this ayat of the Holy Quran was revealed. Ya ayyuhan nasu inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu inna akramakum indallahi atqakum innallaha alimun khabir. O people, indeed we created you from a man and a woman, and we made you factions and tribes that you may recognize one another. Indeed, the most honorable of you in the court of Allah is the most pious one amongst you. Indeed, Allah is all-knowing, most aware.
Subhanallah.
In this Mubarak ayat, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned the standard of
superiority.
Who is superior and who is better?
Subhanallah. Beautiful.
This is the mirror. Am I a good person in the eyes of Sharia or not? Whatever we think is completely wrong, This is wrong judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Shariat did not judge anyone by any of these things which we have mentioned earlier. There are plenty of hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in which beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has taught us that who is better. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, khiyarukum man at'ama at'am wa radda as-salam. The best amongst you is the one who feeds others and responds to the greeting. This is the criteria.
Allah, Allah. No color, no race, no background, no country being mentioned. This is the standard of Sharia.
This is the standard. Khiyarukum man at'ama at'am.
Subhanallah.
One who feeds people. If you have this characteristic, if you have this wasf and quality, then Mubarak to you.
Subhanallah.
Then you are a good person. Then you are superior. You are better. If you have the passion of feeding people, since it is a month of Ramadan, many people give charity. Do I also have this passion? Do I feed people or not? Do I answer the greetings of our Muslim brothers or not?
Subhanallah.
Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala, who says that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinatul Munawwarah, the very first thing which I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that, Ya ayyuhan nas, afshu salam wa at'imu ta'am wa sallu bil layli wa nasu niyam tadkhulul jannata bi salam.
Ay, kya baat, subhanallah.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, O people, spread salam, feed the people and pray at night when the people sleep, you will enter paradise with peace.
Subhanallah.
So if I have that habit, I'm a good person. Because Sharia declares you as good. If you have this habit, and if you don't have, then start doing this now. If you want to become a better person, so now I have told you who is better. Not me actually, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told you who is better. Khiyarukum man at'ama at'am wa radda as-salam. The one who feeds people and the one who answers the greeting is the best person. Nowadays, actually, people don't value these things. I mean, they don't give any importance to greetings. Hello, hi, good morning, good afternoon. Since we are Muslim, these are not our greetings. Our greeting is Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the greeting taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, one of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once greeted in some other words, an'ama sabahan, something like that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately after hearing this, he taught him and told him, no, this is not our greeting.
Subhanallah.
Our greeting is Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you have this habit, then mashallah, it's very good. Otherwise, try to adopt this habit.
I think also, Huzur, on the issue of responding to salam, just to highlight the importance of that for the understanding purposes, you know, for Madani channel viewers. In our society today, I think maybe this is one of the reasons why the Prophet ﷺ emphasized on replying of the salam. Because today people respond to salams that they want to respond to. You know, if I know you, then I will respond to your salam. You know, if I don't know you, why must I respond to your salam? So I think one of the key elements in this blessed hadith mubarakah is that when you respond to somebody's salam, whether you know him or you don't know him, you know, it kills pride within yourself. It has so much of spiritual benefits within yourself. And therefore, if you are not going to look at color, you're not going to look at background, you're not going to look at any other thing, you're just going to concentrate that this person is making salam to me, and then I have to respond to his salam, not looking at his color. Not, it fits very much well to the criteria that you have just mentioned, that if you do that, you are the best person in the sight of Allah and in the sight of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Very beautiful, is that?
Very true. In fact, if you want to win someone's heart, if you get a chance of greeting, then greet him with a smiling face.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
If you get an opportunity to answer the greetings of your Muslim brother, then answer with a smiling
face. Hey, subhanallah, subhanallah.
You know, they say first impression is the last impression.
Subhanallah.
Islamic teachings are always beautiful. Beautiful. When you say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, you enter in his heart.
Subhanallah.
And it creates love. So, you know, if we just speak on this, it's a big topic.
It's a topic on its own, yes.
But since our aim is to teach our audience that who is superior and who is better, let me just mention a few other hadiths of Rasulullah.
Subhanallah. Please. Subhanallah.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the best amongst you is the one who learns the Quran and teaches it to others.
Mm-hmm.
If you have learned the Holy Quran, if you have learned the proper method of reciting the Holy Quran with tajweed, then you are the best person.
Subhanallah.
Then you are better. If not, if you don't know the recitation of Holy Quran, then you will have to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you want to become a better person, you will have to learn this.
Allah Akbar.
Look at the criteria of Sharia. Look at the mirror of Sharia and standard of the Sharia. That what is better in the eyes of Sharia? Who is better in the eyes of Sharia? I mean, it's all about deen. One who is connected to deen.
Subhanallah.
He is superior. One who is attached to the masajid, he is superior, he is better. One whose heart is attached to the house of Allah, he is better.
Allah.
If a person has the habit of going to the masjid and performing all daily five salahs with jamaat, and I don't have that habit, he is better than me.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Everything based on Sharia.
Everything based on Sharia.
Subhanallah.
Unfortunately, people don't learn Holy Quran. They don't know the proper recitation of the Holy Quran. They don't want to learn what are the commandments of the Holy Quran. What is the message of Holy Quran? What is the message of Allah Azza wa Jal?
Allahu Akbar.
If my friend sends me a message, what do I do? I try to understand it. If it is in some other language, I look for a translator who can translate that for me. That is what I do. Because my friend is very important for me. And I don't understand his language. So I will make sure that someone will translate for me. I will try to understand the message of my friend. What about the message of the Holy Quran?
Allah.
Messenger is Allah. He has sent a message through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if I don't know that message, if I have not learned that message yet, then ask yourself, are you better? Are you a best person? Are you a good person? Are you better than the others?
Allah.
I'm leaving this question to you. You must ask yourself. I must ask myself.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, he was once asked, who amongst the people is best, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He replied, Kullu makhmumil qalbi suduqul lisan. Every person who has a pure heart,
Subhanallah,
and a truthful tongue. The honorable companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know what a truthful tongue is, but what is the pure heart?
Mm-hmm.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is that pious person who has no sin in his heart.
Subhanallah.
No
Subhanallah.
Arrogance, no malice.
Subhanallah.
No jealousy.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. We need to search for these kind of people. Where can we find these kind of people who have pure hearts, who don't have grudge, enmity, jealousy for their Muslim brothers in their heart? That person is the best person. The best amongst all the people is the one whose heart is pure. You know, why will you be jealous with your own Muslim brother? This is Allah's distribution.
Right.
Whatever was better for you, Allah has granted you. Whatever was better for you, Muslim brother, Allah granted him. Why do you desire for his bounty to be taken away from him and you want it to be granted to you?
Subhanallah.
You can make dua in this manner as well. Ya Allah, increase your favors upon him and grant me as well.
Subhanallah. Viewers of Madani channel, Allahu Akbar. We need to do what is called introspection and see today in our lives, what is our standard of superiority? If we have not based our superiority on the standard of Quran and on the standard of Sharia, then any other standard is actually baseless and is misleading. If we are going to think to ourselves that we are better than so and so because we come from, you know, a different lineage, we come from a different country, we come from a different background, then that standard stands no way in comparison to the standard of Sharia. Because Islam and our beautiful deen has given the superiority based on taqwa and based on the closeness that the person attains with Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the standard of Sharia, as has been explained beautifully by His Eminence Maulana Asim Madani Sahib. Viewers of Madani Channel, here is something very important that I need Maulana Asim Madani Sahib to inshallah enlighten us regarding. The last Hajj that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam performed, there was a very beautiful khutbah that he gave. And then he highlighted, amongst other issues, the issue of superiority complex. Who is better? And in doing so, he mentions clearly with regards to the Arabs. In other words now, it's like he is now hitting the last nail to say, this one is not better, this one is not better, this one is not better, this one is not better. But he gives a criteria that, yes, this one can be better. Yes, this one can be better, but only if he possesses one thing. If Maulana Sahib can take us through that, you know, particular statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding that superiority complex, inshallah.
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, on the day of Hajjatul Wada, he addressed his companions, and he addressed actually a few times, not only one time, and he delivered many things. And one of those beautiful kalam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned to his companions that no any Arabic person has superiority over the non-Arabic person. No any dark has superiority over the bright, or no any white has the superiority over the dark. And then he said that superiority is based on taqwa, on piety.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
That is the criteria, and that is what we are discussing from the beginning of our this program, our silsila.
Subhanallah.
That the one who is pious, the one who is sincere, the one who has pure heart, the one who is closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who is closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is superior. We need to put ourselves in the mirror of Sharia in order to know whether I am a better person or not. Color doesn't matter, race doesn't matter, lineage doesn't matter. Islam doesn't give preference to any lineage, any color, or any race. Yes, the preference is based on taqwa and piety.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allahu Akbar. This was a very important and mesmerizing topic that we had for you today under our beautiful silsila, Quest of a Believer. We have, alhamdulillah, discussed in details who is superior and who is better. And we have discovered, alhamdulillah, through Madani pearls that have been coming out from His Eminence based on Quran and based on Hadith, the final conclusion is superiority complex is only based on Sharia, as he beautifully mentions that at any given moment, if you want to know if you are better or not, you need to put yourself in front of the mirror of Sharia, and the mirror of Sharia will be able to tell you whether you are better or you are not a better person. So, viewers of Madani Channel, we should always strive and work very, very hard to be recognized as superior individuals based on taqwa and based on piety, not based on our race, not based on our lineage, not based on our background, because all of this plays no role in the Sharia. Viewers of Madani Channel, let's make dua in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that may He keep on showering rains of blessings upon ourselves in this blessed month of Ramadan, and may He inculcate into our hearts and grant us this steadfastness to continue fasting in this blessed month of Ramadan until we meet again. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us goodness of dunya and goodness of akhirat. Ameen, ameen, bijay nabil, ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Quest of a believer. Not chasing the world nor fame's deceiver. The truest quest belongs to a believer.
Quest of a believer.